I gotcha. Hey, welcome everybody. It's Amy's back in town and doing the new legacy topic today. I'm super excited about it. So welcome back. I know you've been on vacays and with your kids and traveling the world literally. And so welcome home. And
thank you.
Share with us today.
It's good to be.
Yeah.
Sorry, missed you guys, but yes, it was our last summer days with my kids. So it was our family vacay. We ended up going to Kauai, a very beautiful island, and very serene. I mean, just lush landscaping. Of course, it's what's called the Garden Island, which I can now I understand it even more by visiting it and stuff. But definitely was a good break that I needed, and now we're all back. Kids are back in school, and I'm back to pressing forward to what this next year's gonna take. And that's where today's topic, I just leaving a legacy of your best life, of finding your passion. I know we've talked about it in the past, Tari, and other shows, but something that hit me of even just traveling and being back was, we have talked about that. One of my passions is traveling, and yes, I've traveled quite a bit this past couple years. Will I travel as much into the coming year? I don't think so, but then sometimes the universe surprises me with opportunities that I didn't realize or know. And that's just what I'm learning and embracing, of how sometimes your own positive attitude of what you profess into the universe and what you get back when you're just doing what you're supposed to be doing, working, trying to grow, trying to improve, become a new you, that you do have blessings. And Mother Nature will bring things to your through your path, or people. And the statement that came on of, just because I have traveled doesn't mean it might stop, but it might halt, but it doesn't mean that I'm not living my best life. And that's where I wanted to just share with you guys and discuss with you, Tari, of just, some things of recognizing the things that you desire in your life. Are you still on track? Maybe you got to touch a little bit of it 6 months ago, but you're still pressing forward to reaching that goal, staying on your course. As I always say, keep your train rolling.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So I always say, too, keep your own train rolling. If somebody's not helping you or supporting you, a loved one or your friends or family, say, get on my train or get off my track, right? So keep pressing forward. I get you.
Right.
Yes. I've said that before. So, your passion is travel. But I know that you've got a couple passions out there. So maybe it's like always having the oven or the burners on your oven going. So the travel thing may be going back on the back burner for today, but coming back maybe tomorrow being in the next month, next 6 months, but it doesn't really matter. But you said your heart's desire. So your heart's desire is to travel. What else is your heart's desire? Share with us about that. So, because I'm putting it out to the universe, and only a few of your friends and family here on the
I've always embraced traveling. It's not just, I like to travel. Traveling is it's a personal thing of how I learned how to love myself even more. Traveling also helped me learn how to recognize my ugly truth. Traveling also helped me stop and see see me as a woman, not just a mom or a wife or an ex-wife. That's what traveling has given me, turning into a passion. I just feel like every time I come back, and one of the things I shared is when I first graduated high school, went into college, I wanted to go into psychology. And I feel like here I am many years later, 30 years later, finding that passion again of helping others and loving my journey, that I've had the heartaches or I've had some grief, but going through those moments and times in my life, now I feel like I'm at a point that perhaps it is time to share my story. I've never really shared my story because I was still healing from it, and they might be healing, but they were like the scab that if you pick off, it would still bleed, wasn't quite healed, just because you couldn't see the bruise, there was still a bruise. It, just wasn't purple and yellow anymore. That is what I'm discovering. And I feel like I shared with you guys coming back from New Zealand, it changed my whole perspective of just even future retirement. Me as an individual, coming back from Kauai, meeting new people, families that were around me, not strangers anymore because I met them, but there were a couple people that I met on the island that lived there. Others were visiting as I, and the gift that they give, which we've talked about before, the people that pass through your life, and some of them really pass through just a day. Some might stay a little longer. Maybe you might be in a relationship with some, and then they move on. Learning what that passage of that person or that thing or that experience or that location, that has taken me here on my journey.
Right.
And that's where I would say another passion is sharing to help others grow and learn and love yourself and go, it's okay, I'm learning. And instead of beating yourself up, and I'm guilty of that. I still beat myself up even as a mom that sometimes I'm like, you know, I scream and yell at my kids, and but then I stop. And I'm not saying I continue to do it or I'll never do it again. It's just that awareness of, okay, what is going on with me that I am so frustrated, or what is going on with my children that they're about to be out of control that I need to change my parenting. You know, I've given them freedoms, and it's like, okay, got to pull the reins back a little bit. Or you talk about stopping a train on a track. You're going to park this train, and here's the depot, and park it, you know, and not give them any more coal, i.e. gas money, you know. So
that's funny.
Yeah. You know, wow. But I feel like that's it. I feel this year is also teaching me just that of perhaps it's time to share my story, because I'm realizing that I'm coming across a lot of other moms who have gone through what I've gone through 8 years ago. And the unfortunate thing is it won't be the last woman that goes through it, or the last male, you know, man that goes through a divorce or the loss of family members or loss of a friend, even just, you know, grief in life. And it happens at all variations. You know, you can lose someone through death. You lose someone. I always say divorce is like a death. It's a death of your hopes and dreams of what you thought that marriage was going to be like, what you visioned your family was going to be like, or we're going to have kids. And then you have kids, but it's not, you know, 20 years down the road, what you thought it was going to be like going and growing old with somebody. All those hopes and dreams die when you end a relationship, a divorce, or death, true death.
Right. Well, yeah.
So helping others,
right,
learn and grow is another passion of mine, as well as my children and their friends, the youth, that their whole life is ahead of them and what they focus on. Like my daughter, I'm so stressed. And it's like, really, what are you stressed about? But it's also
come
reminding,
on, right?
You know, B15, yeah. Right. But B15, you and I talk about it all the time. It's like, you know, if we could go back and have that problem, wow. But that's just part of the passage of becoming a young woman, you know, becoming an adult in the world. You got to go through these moments in time that seem so stressful.
Yeah, that's true. You know, so, but that's good. So those are your passions, helping others. I know that you are starting a program where you're volunteering to do that, to help kids, and congratulations on that. And I know your daughter and your son, they, you know, we all say that kids will drive you to drink, right? Or want to drink, right? Some days with their stuff. I was like, wow. Yeah, right. I know you went through that too as well. You know, I think that you know, developing your character, and it takes sometimes these dreams that you have or these passions that you have, I am realizing that it takes time. I mean, you know, somebody says, well, I want it yesterday, but it may take a little bit of time. And I know I was reading about Grant Cardone, and a great motivational speaker, inspiration, and he teaches a lot about discipline. He said, I never realized why I wrote down that I was going to be have all this real estate. I'm going to invest in real estate and have this amount of properties. And he said, it has taken years. And he said, but I have it now. And I have a legacy of accomplishments to leave to my kids and to help others. He goes, you got to give back. And I think that's what you're saying. You've got to give back. You don't have to, but I do feel like it's our duty and obligation to give back. and to create more so that we can give back. And he says that, and I'm like, wow, what a great thing. So that's what you're doing. You're starting your program, and you want to give back, right?
Yeah, and I think, Tari, just what we're talking about is, you know, keeping your train on the track, pursuing, what are you doing to, you know, press forward and living your best life? And that's just it. I feel like these past several years have been like a dream. There have been some trips that were truly unexpected, gifts from friends type thing, where it was an opportunity, that type of gift.
Right.
And it has. And like I said, just coming back from New Zealand, and even the summer where I spent the summer with my kids. So it wasn't, I didn't want to sit here and go, okay, let me go make myself busier. I really tried, you know, my best to spend time with the kids. We had an extra vacation this summer. We normally just take one family vacation and then they, you know, do things with their friends or their dad or whatnot. And this year it taught me this summer, it was more of, we have been so blessed. And it is time to learning how to receive, and now it's learning how to give back. What you always say, it's the balance. It's not, I want to be a giver or I should be a receiver or I'm just one. It's being both, but learning how to do that. And I think giving back and giving back into the community is how you give back in a general aspect, not just in your personal life or in your own family. And yeah, that's where pursuing of where my passion is, and it is helping children. And and it was actually turned on to a friend of mine who just a conversation of his passion for children as well, helping children, development centers. He's a big philanthropist in Fort Worth, and he brings a lot of awareness to child development centers and autism. Primarily, like I said, children. So that was a common denominator that we had in talking about it. And that was really like the spark that went, you know, it's, I need to get back to that. I used to volunteer all the time when I was younger. I was in 4-H. My mom always had us volunteering somewhere. And I volunteered before kids. And then, of course, when you have kids, you feel like you're volunteering for God. Like, I don't remember signing up for this, but all right.
Yeah, that's funny.
And
that's
now that my kids are older, I feel like I can make my schedule give back, and that is bringing balance where I just feel like I've been going and not taking, but experiencing the world through travel and self-care, if you want to put it that way. And so now it's time for me to balance it out and go, okay, I've been blessed. Now it's time for me to turn the table so I can keep it balanced and not get to the point that it's overly done. You know, I'm lopsided. I don't want to ever be there again.
Right.
And I have been there in my life before where I was a giver, 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 allowed people to take, not appreciate my time, not appreciate maybe, you know, the $20 that I helped them or whatever it was. And I just thought that was okay. And over time, I'm learning that balance that you drilled into me many times, you know.
Because she'll say that about me, but Amy came to me, and I've been her life and spiritual coach, and she's learning, and they've become a life and spiritual coach, that we're starting a whole brand new program here on Angel Coaches. So if you have an interest, hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. So, and maybe you get to work with us both, Amy and myself. So, and there's others too. So everybody has their thing that they want to do, but we all need coaching, and we, you know, that's something that's important to get to have a coach to go to the next level. I do have, and when I need to talk to her, I'll give her a call, right? You know, and everything, and she's always there. So, but you say that, and you say it with such love and joy. I drilled it in her head. You're so funny, Amy. I do love you. That's funny. But you got it, and you're going with it, and now you found a way that you found your passion, right? So. And rediscovered them again,
ma'am.
I guess. Yeah, that's cool.
I feel like the same. Let me, like rediscovering it. Sure.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Sometimes your accomplishments within your heart may take time to create, like in David Grant Cardone, or I have another friend of mine. You know, she's doing her passion, and it's taken her time. And she's starting something in real estate and doing that. If it takes time, maybe it takes a few years, how do you keep that passion alive? Or maybe it, you know, you've got to work, do something toward it, right? You got to take a step toward it. How do you do that, right? You may not be able to afford to go to New Zealand today, but how do you keep it going? How do you keep it alive? I said that now three times. So anyways, probably
right.
The answer, I'm sorry. Because, so I'm getting it in my own head. So anyway, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that's a great question. And we talked about this the time before. Do you remember when it was so scary that I, you know, was canceling new magazine subscriptions and, oh my God, I just want a banana split, but that's $5 and I really don't need to spend $5. And, but then there came a time where I'm like, you know what? They
said, no, we don't need a banana split. You said, I don't need to spend $5. That's good. I love you. That's funny. Anyway.
Right. You know, but I mean, just something as simple as that. And the reason why I bring it up, because it is still something that was a very hard time in my life. And now looking back, it's like the greatest reminder for me of where I was and a key turning point of when I just stopped and said, you know what, I'm worth that $5 and I'm buying that banana split.
Wow.
And I sat and enjoyed that banana split. And I think that's the first key is you might not get to New Zealand next month, but what are you doing today that helps you get there? Did you book it? I mean, you can book it with travel agents and have your airfare, hotel, all of that, you know, lined out and have it on a payment plan. Have you even inquired to know how much it costs? I mean, I have encountered that so many times traveling where people go, oh my God, I just can't afford it. Really? I mean, I have traveled because I didn't realize I could afford it because it wasn't as astronomical as I had in my brain. You know, oh my God, a trip to New Zealand, that's going to be $5,000. And it wasn't. You know, or and you finding that travel partner that you can share the hotel room or share the car rental or, you know, book something. It's all those things that we
right.
have in our head that stop us from even pursuing. So whatever it is, whether it's a trip, whether it's a drive, a three-hour drive just to another town that you want to visit. I mean, up north and even in Florida, I mean, even where you live going down to the Florida Keys, you don't need an airplane ticket. What are you doing? Have you looked into whatever that cost is? What is it that you need to accomplish that or do that? And you keep it going by doing something towards that goal. If it's, you know what, I'm going to need $20 because I need to fill out the TSA, because I have to travel to Europe and I have to switch flights three different times and I don't want to go through the airports.
Right.
Well, you know what? You can sign up and spend, you know, I haven't looked into being TSA approved, but I think it's like 50 or so bucks at a time when I do remember. But, you know, if you did that, then you just zip through the security lines at airports and so forth, you know, coming home and going. Just little things.
Right.
You know, if you're buying that $20 bottle of wine, do you need to buy that $20 bottle of wine every week? Or what are you going to give up this week that you're like, you know what, I'm going to put $20 up every week for the next, you know, couple of days? I also, another tactic that I have done, and now it's reminding me, is every time I did break a 20, I would put up the $5 bill. So if I got, maybe I got $10 in ones and a five and whatever, you know, the amount was, then if I got a $5 back, I would put it up. And you know, it's like the whole coffee can method, you know, or put up your dollars or put up your $10 bills. Just something. And I think if you're just doing something every day and knowing that that is what it's for and being diligent, not going, oh, man, I want to go to this concert. I'm going to go take $100 out of that. You have to be a good steward, just like anything, and go, no, this is, you know, specifically for this. And be smart with it. It's like putting money up in your savings. Your money's up in your savings. What is it for? Is it there for, in the case of emergency, your car, your house, loss of job? Is it there for retirement? Is it there for your kids' college? I mean, you got to be diligent, and it's hard. I'm not saying I'm perfect at it either. I mean, there has been emergencies. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, and I've had to pull out something, you know, rather than the cash that I have set aside or save, you know, a little bit dipped into my savings. And it's not easy, but it can be done. And I think if you're doing something a little bit every day, it's like treating yourself down the road that there's an end goal. You know what? Next summer, my kids had a blast on our summer trips, and they still, Mom, you know, let's go on another cruise. Okay. So we're looking into that and how much is it and which one and how many days are we going to be gone? All of those variables, but I got a year to do that. And
right.
if you plan it with enough notice, you have time to break it down. You know, if it comes down going, wow, it's $1,500 for all of us to take a cruise, which the first time that we did, that's how much it was. There was just specials, promotions. You just got to look for it. If it's truly in your heart, you can bring it to pass. And I'm learning that. And it's hard to stay in faith and keep the faith. And
right.
The other side of that is knowing also when it's like, okay, I've been doing this. Maybe it's something else I'm supposed to be doing, or change your gears. Maybe it's not to Europe. Maybe it's to New York, you know?
Right, right. So what I'm hearing you say, though, is that you pre-plan. You know, you don't say, okay, I want to go, but you say, I'm going in 6 months, I'm going next year, and then you take the steps to do it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, that's it. You,
oh, that's
not
good
everything.
Deal.
I mean, it's the same as when you go to college. I mean, like right now, I can't just teach my kids or guide my kids and say, okay, you're just going to go to college and not ever talk about it. Even high schools, counselors, everything from middle school, from 7th and 8th grade, they start taking a career and college course in 7th and 8th grade. You have what, four
right.
years, if it's in your 8th grade years, a good 4 years, if not 5 years, that it is starting to be like what you say, you know, you're repeating it 3 times, it's going to start sticking. Are you going to college? Are you going to a trade school? Are you going to go work for a particular company that you've always had your eye on? These we're instilling in our own kids in the education system of how to plan ahead. College, 5 years ahead,
that's,
4 years
that's
to get ahead. Your grades, your SATs, all of that. It's the same thing in life. If we don't sort of kind of plan ahead, how do we achieve anything?
That's what you told your
I
son.
Would think
I remember
even,
he was going, right? But I'm going to go back to Trey. Trey wants to be I can't remember what type of engineer, but he wants to go into engineering.
Oh.
And you actually had him talk to a guy that was that type of engineer, right? And that was before he started 9th grade, or maybe last summer. I don't remember. Do you remember that? I know you do. You
yes, it was his 9th grade year. It was his 9th grade year, and I was able to, with the help of the superintendent, who was really good friends with the gentleman who was in the engineering field, and, yeah, he did a ride-along. I do believe it's like, you know, Tree, I want to be a life coach. And if you don't have an experience of, hey, talk to a friend of mine, and then you get that feedback of, you know, hey, you had some great bullet points. You had some great advice. You had some, you know, great opinions. I mean, sometimes just in life coach, I think it's just opinions, and everyone's still going to turn around. You got to do what you got to do. And if you want to stay on the merry-go-round, stay on the merry-go-round. But you got the information. And I'm a firm believer in, you know, hey, Mom, I want to do this. If I can find a way for my children to experience that and go, yeah, I love this, or yeah, that's not really what I thought it would be like. I mean, like I laugh now that, you know, we all know that I raise and breed quarter horses and we have fence repairs. Well, this summer we had a lot of fencing repairs, and one of my on-site trainers was out helping my son, and my son, it was hot. It's hot here in Texas. And him working outside in the sun, he was like, I'm not going to be a fence builder, which is fine. I mean, there's other people that love being outside. But, you know, for my son, he got to experience that and go, yeah, nope, this is not for me. And I think that's important in life. Sometimes it's go try it, experience before you just jump, you know, both feet in.
Right at all.
And not realize, going, this is not what I thought it would be, and this is not what it, you know. And you get the feeling, too. I mean, how many times you go and you experience something going, okay, this is not what I thought I was going to feel like when I did this.
That's true. So what you're saying is, it's like be willing to switch gears. So plan ahead, switch gears when you feel like it's not working. And I know that your horses, you know, Trey is not, he's good in certain areas, but he doesn't have desire to go in other areas, but he tries, right? You put him in the situation.
Exactly.
Where
he's had the opportunity and the experience to find his passion in the levels of training. You know, he loves breaking them as the, you know, a weanling. He's a great colt breaker. You know, as they get a little older, it's like, yeah, it's a little bit more, you know, it's different challenges. And he likes it. He does it, but that's not his first go. He'd rather work with a baby, you know. And there are people out there that just do that. There are people out there that train them when they're one. There's people out there that just train them when they're two. There's people out there that won't take them until they are completely trained in riding. You know, so it takes all of us, and that's where I think we're probably going to be wrapping up, is it takes everybody to help everybody discover your passion. And if you're willing to step out, but you've got to know what it is that you want to try, not just do, just try. You know, hey, Tariq, I want to be a life coach. Well, you'd probably be the first contact that I need to contact. You know, I talk to somebody and it's just like, okay, this is just too much. I can't do it. It's too time or da da da. Or, you know, wow, man, it helped me. I know there has been friends of yours and vice versa that you have put us in contact with each other. And I feel like I might have inspired others, and I've been inspired by other women on your show. And it keeps my train on that track. And speaking of keeping your train on the track, there's times where you got to go left on the track. You can't stay on the same track. Now you got to go left. You got to keep going straight or park on the depot, turn your train around, and get on a different track. That's life.
You're right about that. I got to tell you, you're so right about that. And I knew what I wanted Angel Coaches to be, a facility that had life and spiritual and intuitive coaches, which I think that you mix great all three. And then I put a program together that has taken me literally a couple of years to put together, and I started it 5 years ago. But it's ready to launch now. I hope you'll be one of the coaches for Angel Coach, because we got a whole system that's going to bring people to you. Isn't that cool? Yes? Amy, where'd you go?
Yes. No. You're exactly it. I mean, you're a prime example of having something in your heart, and maybe it didn't come fruition, you know, in 3 months or 6 months, but it's coming in time, but you didn't give up. And
that is
what's great about you. You're a great coach. You're a great example of that, because you do it all the time.
Yes. Well, you are too. So that's the reason Mike minds that I want to take Angel Coaches around the world and people to financially, spiritually, and emotionally benefit by the coaches that we are, but also about, because Amy, it has taken me 5 years. I kid you not, never dropped the ball. I grew and I stumbled just like you do, and here we are, you know, and nothing wrong with that. But yeah, so, and you've been an inspiration with traveling. I don't want to travel as much as you do, or maybe I do, I don't know, but I don't really feel drawn to that, but I want to travel some. Okay, you know what I mean?
I mean, like my son loves to travel, but, you know, not as much as me, and my daughter enjoys it like me. So, again, I think it just comes back to you find your own balance. And I think that's another key point, is sometimes when you're looking at other people's lives, you can't be, oh, my God, I'm so jealous. It's just sometimes their whole life might not be for you, and what they go through or what they save or sacrifice might not be for you either. You know, for me to go without a bottle of wine every week is worth for me. For someone else, it's going, you know what, I really enjoy wine just that much. Well, for me, it's different. I enjoy wine, but yeah, I could probably go a week or two without it.
Right.
So I think that's what makes us all our own individual. And if we learn how to look within ourselves and find our passions and go, this is what I can learn from the person next to me, or this person that sat on the airplane, or that I met out, you know, traveling. That's how we learn from each other and help each other grow. And I think that's where the legacy of keeping your train on the track type thing. What are you pursuing and what are you doing every day to achieve that? If not,
you're right about that, Sue. Yeah, it's good. Well, anyway, we're getting ready to lose everybody. So our show's ending. And Amy, you got a great show, so can't hear what's next week. So she'll be on again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. East Coast. And actually, it would be 8 a.m. West Coast. Anyway, I'm going to say, you and I close the show. What do you always say?
I would say now it's I just want to say, just keep your train rolling. Get up, take a shower, and keep your train rolling.
Make sure you eat your vegetables. All right, everybody.
Y'all have a great day. Have a great weekend. Love.
Bye-bye.